This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
It's the best basketball party anywhere.
A 20-12-5 upset.
I love the 20-12-5.
Live from the Stadium Sports Bar at Allen A Sportsbook, George McCoy and Warren Allen Attorneys at Law presents a fan madness edition of Primetime with Isaac and Sue. Hurt and missing work? Insurance companies acting like jerks? Don't call your mom. Call George McCoy at warrenallen.com. Allen A, make every buzzer beater, bracket buster, and Cinderella run mean more at Allen A Sportsbook. Fan Madness is also brought to you by Video Only, where you always get the best deals on top-rated brands of TVs and home theater. And by Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer. Enjoy responsibly. Fan Madness from Allen A on 1080.
God dang, what do you think?
The Fan.
All right, nice to have you along. We're out here at Allen A doing some sportsin'. We've got March Madness going on where Florida is already up on Norfolk State by a score of 22-5.
This is the old, and again, in front of seven people. This is where the Florida crowd should start chanting, warm up the bus, because this is over. 22-5, and thanks for coming.
That might be your national champ right there.
Florida's really good. Well, they won supposedly the greatest conference in the history of the world.
Well, that and they're good on both sides,
yeah.
Offense and defense. We are out here courtesy of George McCoy at Warren Allen Attorneys at Law, presenting Fan Madness. We also have Coors Light out here. They have buckets. If you want to come get some buckets, they got specials.
Coors Light merch, I believe, is out here as well.
Hell so
you,
yeah.
You can walk away with a hat and a cozy.
Who doesn't love a Coors Light hat? Coors Light dad hat.
I have a Coors banquet hat. I'm more of a banquet man myself, but that's just my personal preference.
So no Joey today. He's in Wrexham. I texted him today. I forgot.
Yeah, he's back there. He's like going on like on a couple week trip back there to see some soccer.
His brother's here. Maybe we could put his brother on.
Yeah. What do we have a update on the Harrington brother jersey? What he's wearing today?
Haven't seen him today.
Yeah.
He's here yesterday.
I'm glad to know that he's doing bits though, and he doesn't wear Harrington jerseys out and about. Like it's a bit. Remember last year we were wondering, does he just wear his brother's jerseys like out to sports bars?
Yeah. No, he's doing bits.
That's weird. It's a little strange.
So some games you're going to get. Let's see. This game will be Sunday. You're going to get Colorado State v. Maryland.
Okay.
So that's 12-4.
I know very little about Maryland, but everyone seems to be very high on Colorado State.
Maryland has one freshman in the middle, Queen, who's really good.
Really good?
Yeah. They're a pretty good team, that Maryland team. So that'll be an interesting matchup. Good coaches there. You have 11-seed Drake will be taking on 3-seed Texas Tech. That game, of course, will be tomorrow. Spread there is 6.5. Kind of low.
No. Well, I mean, Drake was kind of a popular pick to make a run, and they looked great against Missouri. They were the better team that whole game.
You're going to get Arkansas, the 10-seed, taking on 2-seed St. John's tomorrow.
That's fun. We get Calipari-Patino.
Yeah.
Get a little rivalry there.
Spread 7.5.
You know, and I know Arkansas, I mean, this was supposed to be kind of a, just a whatever year for Calipari. If he finds a way to beat Rick Pitino and get into the Sweet 16, that's a hell of a first year for Calipari at Arkansas.
Over on the other side of the bracket, you're going to get UCLA-Tennessee tomorrow.
Kind of excited about that. A little Big Ten SEC matchup there.
Good matchup.
Yeah.
Good matchup. Mick Cronin trying to prove some people wrong, although Rick Barnes is a, I don't know, I think Rick Barnes is one of the more overrated good coaches in the college basketball.
Rick Barnes wins a lot of games, but Rick Barnes also has a history of bowing out.
That's right. Yeah, you always talk about good teams win, great teams cover.
Yeah.
I can assure you Rick Barnes does not cover.
And then so far we got also McNeese, Purdue.
Hey, we got to talk about that kid at McNeese, the Aura.
Yeah.
You read about Aura?
Yeah, that guy's the...
He's their manager.
Yeah, he's the king of NIL deals
right
now.
He's got NIL deals. Yeah. He's the manager of the team.
He's got a Buffalo Wild Wings boombox right now. Yeah, he's the manager, and he does bits. He, like, leads him out with, like, this big boombox, and, yeah, the guy's like he's a sensation.
Yeah, his name.
Team manager.
I'm trying to see what his name is. The coolest thing is that all the cheerleaders for McNeese had his picture on their socks.
I think it's Khan. It's
something Khan.
Amir or something. I'll have to look it up.
Amir Khan.
Yeah,
Amir Student Khan. Manager. He's become a social media sensation. He walks the team out of the tunnel holding a boombox that plays rap songs. Tracks like Lead Foes In and Out, which means nothing to me, but
no. Apparently,
so I don't know if you have been around your kids when a rap song plays that has the N-word in it.
Yeah, it's a little awkward.
Well, it is, but I think it's more awkward for us than it is the kids. The kids have come up with a new way. They just drop out. Like, they just don't say that word.
Oh.
And so we went to, what is that place downtown called? Voice Box or something? Have you seen that?
I have not.
Well, you can go and rent these soundproof booths, and you get food and drink, and you do karaoke.
Okay. They have a bunch of those over in Japan. That's a big deal.
It's like downtown.
Groups
let me tell
out.
You something. It was a blast.
A lot of fun.
We went there with the kids, but the kids were singing all this filth. Just filth.
Were you giving the frowning of a lifetime?
No, I was having a great time. But I did notice for the first time, I'm like, oh, that's how the kids handle the N-word in the rap
song.
They
just drop out, huh?
You just don't say it.
Yeah, because
and they're really good at it.
Well, yeah.
I don't know that I'd be that. I don't know. It's like,
man.
You got to practice that.
You got to be real careful.
Yeah,
especially when you look like me, dude. I just
so that's the that is the protocol. If there is an N word,
yeah,
you're singing along. It's like do 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 do. You just skip it. You don't say it.
So that's what Mr. Khan does when he's bringing out the boombox.
That's what he said he does. Yeah,
he covers his mouth with his hand.
Yeah, but he doesn't say it. Like, if he were on mic, he would not.
Well, I hope not.
Yeah.
But you can't, it's a dicey proposition.
So anyway, he's great, and he's got a bunch of NIL deals. Buffalo Wild Wings, Tick Pick, and Insomnia Cookies.
Yeah, and he puts them, like, all over the boombox, and he's like a walking billboard. He's like a NASCAR kid.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing that guy's getting laid for the first time ever, so good for him.
I wonder if, does he, like,
I would like to
cut
think
a
so.
Swath through the cheerleading curve?
I don't know
curve?
If he cuts a swath, but...
But are you, if I'm you're, thinking, like, a cheerleader, are you, like, throw you a little fastball here, kiddo?
I think there's an element of that. I think you groove one down the plate for him.
Grab your mitt, buddy.
I think there's an element of that. And you know what? Good for that kid, because if you see him... Look, I don't think traditionally he's done great with the ladies, so...
Do you think his face is on their panties, too?
It's on their socks.
Well, I know. We just said that.
Thanks
for paying
Buckley.
Attention, Will.
Thanks for paying attention, Soup.
That's the Will Ortner, Ryan Buckley right there. Hey, you know what, though? It's good because Buckley's gone, and it doesn't feel like he's gone anywhere. It's the same
sort
Picking
of thing. Up right where he left off.
Yeah, I love it.
Happy to help. Carrying the team here.
I would like to believe that guy is getting laid.
Well, he's in college. I mean, he's got it. Like, that's his best chance.
Look.
Like, if you look at him, he's probably not.
And that's my point.
But this makes him...
Yes. Because even in college, I don't think that guy's dance card is full. But this run that he's on right now, and good for him for creating this. Because he made this. He's reinvented himself. And he's punching above his weight. And that's the American dream.
Yeah.
It's the American story right
there. Good
on
him.
Yes.
So McNeese plays Purdue. And I tell you what, they can beat Purdue. Purdue doesn't scare anybody.
No.
Spread's only 5.5.
And more importantly, the big game tomorrow.
Yep.
The battle.
Yep.
Of the Whites.
Yep.
BYU, Wisconsin.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Houston Gonzaga.
No.
Because that's not the Battle of the Whites.
No, it is not. No.
At all.
No.
Although,
no.
Can I tell you?
I don't think Houston has a white. But BYU and Wisconsin, we got lots of them.
So I got to tell you, I'm a little biased against Gonzaga. This is where we talk about, like, your eyes. Like, you just go off the numbers when you're betting. It's because your eyes can fool you.
Yes.
And I'm not saying anything about Gonzaga.
Because Ken Palm likes Gonzaga.
Yes. All I'm saying is every time I watch Gonzaga, I think they're cookie dough soft.
Yeah.
I am not a huge Mark Few guy, even though he's freaking phenomenal. I don't know why I have that in my head. It's just that I am admitting right now I have a bias.
Yes.
And it is probably not right.
Good for you, Will Wade, for having some transparency. I like it.
That's it.
But
I want you to watch a kid. I'm going to pull up their roster.
Yeah.
So when that game is on, the spread's only 5, which kind of scares me. Like, Gonzaga, you know, I could see them losing that game by 30, but I could also see them beating Houston.
Way to go, Mike Francesa. I can see him winning this game. I can see him losing this game.
There is a kid.
I think anything happens.
There is a kid on Gonzaga, and his name is Braden Huff.
Of course it is.
He's 6'10", skinny white kid.
Yeah.
I want you to watch.
Dude, that guy looks like the most Gonzaga player of all time.
I want you to watch Houston absolutely ram him in the ass.
Wow.
What?
Wow. Whoa.
Just seeing if everyone's awake.
Well, that got my attention.
I just want to just watch that matchup.
Yeah.
Whoever he's on, maybe Roberts, one of the other guys. I don't know. Huff is going to get punished.
All I know is this. I have watched 2 full Houston basketball games this year. Seen them smattering on the TV like in the Big 12. But I've watched two games that Houston has played against my BYU Cougars.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we've got some good players. Richie Saunders is good. He's an all-Big 12
good
player.
And that freshman you guys have, he shows flashes.
Yeah, Igor.
You know, Igor. And the other guy in the middle, the big dude in the middle who can't shoot a free throw.
Yeah.
He's a problem.
Well, he's one.
And he's black.
He's one of our non-whites. we got 2 international guys. The 2 non-whites we have are both international guys. But I watched Houston take an all-Big 12 player in Richie Saunders, who's a skinny white guy that's really good, and they absolutely beat that son of a bitch into submission.
Twice.
They just pummel you.
Yeah.
Honestly, Gonzaga's only chance of that game is if they start blowing whistles, because Houston will drag you into a street fight and just beat you down. It's ugly.
So 3 other games we'll get this weekend. These are the games we know. St. Mary's, Alabama.
Was it already looking to buy my Braden Huff Portland Trailblazer jersey?
I think that's right.
It's the next Zach Collins. What are you talking about?
He does have a little bit of a Zach Collins vibe, although Collins could hold his own more than this kid. This kid is skinny as a rail.
Foundational.
Well, 6'10", though.
He's a foundational player.
I don't know. What year is he?
Oh, gosh. I'd have to look.
Sophomore.
He's a sophomore.
Yeah. Yeah, dude.
His looks
bad matchup for Braden Huff.
Yeah, it's not going to go well.
St. Mary's, Alabama, could be good, but probably not. And then BYU, Wisconsin. That's your game of the weekend, right there.
Yes.
Well, BYU, Wisconsin.
Well, it always scares me because every time they tell me BYU's good, then they get to the tournament, and we look across the floor, and it's just a long athletic team like Cincinnati back in the day or Houston, and you just look at them during warmups, and you're like, ah, hell. Like, I know what's coming here. Wisconsin, on the other hand, they're slow plotting in white, too. Finally, a matchup in the second round that I think we might be able to do something. I'm excited from a matchup standpoint alone.
Yeah.
Wisconsin's not going to run us to death.
I'm going to tell you something.
Talk to me.
Is anybody listening right now?
Maybe.
Will's not.
No.
What do you want?
I took BYU +1.
Oh, I love it.
I took them. I'm on your boys.
Come on board.
I like your boys.
Come on board.
I like your boys.
Let's do it.
I like that coach.
Yeah.
I like Richie. I think Richie's going to hit a big shot.
The Tots. I guess every time BYU wins, people in Provo get free tater tots.
Nice.
He's got a deal with Orida, I think it is, or Araya. Who's the big tater tot brand?
I don't know.
It's O or something. But apparently, like, every time they win, they hand out free tots because his, like, great-grandfather invented the tot.
Tots are my nemesis.
I know, which I'm happy that you've come on board to BYU. I thought maybe the tot thing would scare you
away. It's not his fault. Who chokes on a tater tot?
Well, apparently you do.
And then the other game is Duke-Baylor. Spread 11.5.
Yeah. Duke's going to be just fine.
They should win that.
Yeah.
If they don't, that's a big old choke.
Yeah, Duke's going to be just fine. You just pencil Duke into the Final Four and see what happens from there.
All right. Well, that tees you up for what we know, at least right now, of our weekend games.
And the women of the Oregon Ducks.
Winning.
They're up 60-48 with about 6 to go in the fourth in their first-round game. I didn't know, like, the Beavs don't play until
tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Yeah.
Even though the women's tournament was
they stagger
it. They stagger them. Yeah. So if you're looking for that Beavs score, the Beavs don't play until Saturday.
They like to play on Mondays for some reason.
Yeah, they're playing North Carolina. That's like a 14-3.
Yeah, this Oregon team, that's an upset, right?
Yeah,
because they're a 10.
They're a 10, and they've been beating Vanderbilt pretty much the whole game.
How about Vanderbilt's crappy-ass basketball programs?
Suck it, Vandy.
Smart kids, though. All right. Is a 23-year-old hot running a major college football program? We're going to find out next on The Fan.